بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، carry on with the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the only way that we should be loving, and this is our road to peace, happiness in this world, and our eternal abode to Jannah. Yesterday we learned the sunnah when wearing our clothes, that you should first wear the right side first and then the left side. And when you take off your clothes, first take off the left side and then the right side. Even our shoes, etc. First wear the right shoe, then the left shoe. And then wear the first take off the left shoe and then the right shoe. Our pious elders were so particular about sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of our pious elders was coming out of the masjid, and immediately out of the masjid was the shoes. So now the murids were seeing how his hazrat going to come out with the left foot and then wear his right shoe first. So it was a task to think about, we just go out with any feet and wear our shoes anyhow. So hazrat came out with his left feet and put his feet on his left shoe. And then he came out with the right feet, and then he wore the right shoe first and then the left shoe. So this is what we should do, or else put your feet down on the floor, and if you're scared, you're too worried, it's going to get dirty, put it on your shoe. So we should be very conscious with regard to the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also, in his last part of his life, when he was very ill now, couldn't wear even his socks on his own. So his khadim was putting on his mozas, and by mistake he started from the left feet. Hazrat got became very edgy and just shook his feet till the khadim realized, what am I doing? I'm supposed to put the right feet on. So even in that condition, they were conscious of the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why we come here, to sit in the company of the friends of Allah who have caught sunnah in their lives, then it will come in our life. Otherwise, I can read about sunnahs, I can talk about, give a big bayan, it won't come in my life. It comes with sohbat, with company of the pious. The next sunnah is, before immersing the hands into any utensil, wash them thrice thoroughly. That is, if you're making wuzu from a bucket, a jug and a bucket of water, now first wash your hands properly. Then you start taking out more water and then making your wuzu, which is the better way. But today myself, we all too spoiled. We just open the tap. So wash your hands also before that, and then start making your wuzu. This is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we see everything Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, taharat to such a degree that, Allahu Akbar, if your body is clean, your mind will become clean. Then you'll able to understand the matters of deen. And when your mind is, your body is not clean, then it's very difficult to understand the matters of deen. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize this reality and try and make a concerted effort to bring sunnahs into our life and have great love for every sunnah. Further, with continuation of our lessons of salah from the kitab Anwaru Salah. Yesterday we stopped at this point, wherein we heard that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned Qurratu Aini fi Salah, that the coolness of my eyes is in Salah. This is proverbial to explain somebody that I get great enjoyment in something. You say the coolness of my eyes, that the best enjoyment I get in anything, more than anything else, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, I get enjoyment in Salah. And still after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِذَا فَرَقْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. That after you finish your work, and what was the work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا تَوِيلًا. Whole day you'll be swimming in the ocean of the ummah, taking out people from going astray, bringing them towards tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not like our work, we in the bazaar, we in our businesses, all that. The work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was only deen. Still after that, Allah Ta'ala says, when you finish, and to make that effort of deen was not an easy course. It was very difficult. Which Allah Ta'ala Himself says, Alladhi anqadha dhahrak. That effort that actually broke your back, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. People used to taunt Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, aliyazu billah. Pass what remarks. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was worried of the hidayat of every person. So after that, still Allah Ta'ala says, fan sob. That now make such an effort in the night. You in the day you are busy calling people, now at night make an effort to get close to Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, kumil layl illa qalila. Allah says, oh my beloved, who is wrapped in that mantle of yours, your blanket, now get up, the middle part of the night, and make namaz in such a way that you feel the tiredness. Allahu Akbar. We feel the tiredness and we get up middle of the night. And now this is the nice time, the month of Ramadan, to try and bring this a bit into our lives. That we know, we stay with the program, finished late, we got tired, try and get up earlier for sehri, for tahajjud. Not just sehri time, few minutes before that, try and get up earlier, make some 2-4 rakat tahajjud namaz. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was closely connected to Allah all the time, and the enjoyment of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life was in salah, yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to make effort in the ummah. So Allah Ta'ala says, and make salah in such a way, وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ, that to your Rabb you get eagerness, you just get passion, you just want to be in the company of Allah Ta'ala all the time. And that is why Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala tells Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. That, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know you want to be in the company of Allah all the time. You want to be close to Allah, engage in your salah, engage in your zikr. But there are people sitting in the masjid, they want to learn about Allah. So make little sabr. And that is what the mashayikh have to do. Our Dada Shaykh says that the mashayikh, they are making their salah, zikr, they like by the arsh of Allah. But they can't remain by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala all the time. If the plane is only in the air, how are the other passengers going to go up? So they have to come down, land the plane, and then take other passengers with them. In other words, that is what we're learning. To realize what is reality of salah, first of all, we have to learn the cause of the marifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, then the practical namaz itself. And that you can only learn from a person who's got sohbat, who's got connection with Allah Ta'ala. You can't just learn it on your own. You can't just learn it by reading kitabs, as it is mentioned here. Yes, just reading kitabs, etc., you won't understand what is this. So this Qurratu Aini fi Salah, ulama have explained that the reality of this is mentioned in the ayat that Al-Hakumu Takasuf, لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمُ ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّ عَيْنَ الْيَقِينُ ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. The subject matter that is taught to the students in the madrasa, one is ilmu al-yaqeen, one is aynu al-yaqeen, and one is haqqu al-yaqeen. This is such a subject that our Shaykh says, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, the Ustad takes 3-4 weeks to try and explain this masala to the students. But end of the day, he himself don't know, he was confused what he explained. The students are also lost what happened. But Hazrat says the easy way is just use the example of food. Everybody likes food. Then the subject which is so detailed, you'll understand it just with one example of food. So what is ilmul yaqeen? The knowledge of the reality of akhirat. So Hazrat says, wa ilmul yaqeen, just say ilmul kabab. That somebody told you the shish kebab, those shish kebabs are very enjoyable, they're very tasty, you must see how it's made, etc. And all the ingredients, now you got the knowledge of this kebab. So you got ilmul yaqeen. So we got the knowledge that the mashayikh are teaching us about the marifat of Allah, Allah's rahmat, Allah's kindness, Allah's greatness. You just got an idea of the knowledge of the marifat of Allah. But you still didn't taste the reality of this. And you haven't seen the reality. So once you got the knowledge of kebab, now you ask that person, where do they sell this kebab? I also want to go buy. So now he tells you, go to that certain place, there they sell it. Now you go there, you see two people are sitting, they bought hot kebabs, shish kebabs. They just bought it. They're sitting there, sitting on the floor, on the dasturkhan, or by the table and chair. Sadly, today by the restaurant, that is the style. So there'll be, this person bought 3 kebabs, and he's with his friend. But now you're seeing the reality of how tasty this is. That one kebab is in his hand, one kebab is in his eyes, and the third kebab is in his mouth, and nothing for his friend. So that now you say, this is really delicious, man. Look at this person. He is, and another friend who was so shrewd, he is this thing. Now he wants to eat all this kebabs. So he told him that, I heard your father was very sick, how he passed away. So this person, he didn't realize his friend is shrewd. He wants to eat all the kebabs. So he put his friend into a long discussion. Said, yes, so long, my father was sick, and we did this, and gave him a long explanation. By the time he finished, he saw there's half kebab left. So he said, your father, I also heard he was sick. He said, he just got one heart attack and he was gone, and the kebab was in his mouth also. So that is when you see the reality. Like we see our mashayikh, when they come in the masjid, they show itminan, they're performing salah, but we still didn't get that reality. Now, haqqul kebab, the reality, when the reality of namaz comes in our life, then you will see it's like tasting that kebab. Now when you taste that kebab, you are astonished. And really what those people said, this is the reality. This is qurratu ayni fi salah. Who could have tasted salah better than Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught it to Sahaba. And Sahaba, Allahu Akbar, what enjoyment they had in salah. We can't get one iota of that. But we learn about it and we beg Allah, just give us one iota of the salah of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Then we'll understand that salah is actually the coolness of my eyes. Anything I need, any problem, just turn to salah. But first, if we do the cause, do the outward cause of the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll understand the masala. Ulama explained that if Asha is ready and Isha, Asha wa tazabar. Asha wa tazabar means supper is also ready and Isha is also ready. Now we know the masala. Many ulama will say, no, Asha is ready, we must first have supper. Then you must read Isha namaz. So ulama have given big discussion in this, and then they explain that if Asha is ready, then have your supper so that in such a way that in your supper you're thinking of Isha. That you're thinking, hey, there's only 5-10 minutes left before Jamaat, I must still make my sunnah. So while you're eating, you don't have time to relax and take the long time and all that. Now you're eating quickly. Now your whole Isha, your whole Asha, your supper will become namaz. But our trend is today, no, let's read namaz quickly. Then we can have our supper nicely. So while you're reading namaz also, you're thinking, hey, the dasturkhan must be well packed. And especially if you got the dawat or something. Yeah, this must be on the dasturkhan. So your whole Isha became Asha, became supper. You spoiled your whole namaz. So the students in the madrasa, they asked the Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat, we're going to have Asha first, our supper, then our Isha will be gone, Jamaat will be gone. So beautifully, the Shaykhul Hadith replied that Sahaba ke khana, tumhare baap dado se khana jaise nahi tha, bhai. Your Sahaba's food was not like your grandfather's and how we eat. Just to put down the dasturkhan is 10 minutes. And how the ladies do a special course to decorate the dasturkhan, all that, put the plates at a certain angle. And like Hazrat say, we just eat, we don't even think about it. We don't even thank them that you people took so lot effort. We don't even say Jazakallah to them. Rather we'll say, hey, that serviette was missing. This was missing. So we have to realize that our Sahaba's eating was very simple. Sometimes they only had 2-3 kajus, one glass of zamzam, and they're in the masjid. So that is why when we learn the reality of salah, then even our eating will become simple. Our loving will become simple. Because now your interest is more towards akhirat, and you're more worried about your salah. So this is extremely important. So Hazrat explains here further, that qurratu ayni fi salah ki puri misal hai. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the enjoyment of salah, that when a person learns about salah, then he realizes khushu is not my outward acting like a pious person. but it's the fear of Allah Ta'ala in my heart. And when will Allah's fear come? When we get the ma'rifat. Allah is so great. Allah is so magnificent. Allah is Malikul Mulk. Allah is so powerful. Yet Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Allah is so merciful, so kind. So, as that father mentioned, aur uske mutala se har namazi ko kuch fayda hota hai. Lekin ye bhi zahir hai, ke har mutala se har koi khud aisi namaz ada karne par qadir nahi ho sakta hai. جب تک کہ کسی خاص تربیت سے اس کی مشق نہ کرے. So Hazrat explained that this bayan that was written down of Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, if you study this kitab, which is a small booklet, small kitab, then every person will get some benefit to understand what is namaz all about. But still understand the reality just by reading the booklet on its own. And even if you understood the Urdu and you learn the translation and you understood but the reality of namaz still won't come into you. Till you don't, you'll study this kitab from cover to cover, 2-3 times also. But still you don't make your tarbiyat, your nurturing, under the guidance of a sheikh who knows the ma'rifat of Allah. Who did his cause in Marifat, he is connected to his sheikh, right to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Till then, you won't able to make a proper namaz. Even you read the kitab and you try, you're making mashq on your own, you're practicing 2-3 rakats, nafal namaz, and you're trying to concentrate, which we should try and do that. But the main thing is, first do the cause by a pious person, like Allahu Akbar. Judge Akbar Ilahabadi Rahmatullah Ali, he was a very, had a high position in the time of the British as far as dunya is concerned. He was a judge in the high court. So as dunya is a education, he was very high in that. Which, outwardly first, when he didn't have company of the pious servants, then he thought he's got a great position. But when somebody encouraged him, brought him to one of the mashayikh, and when he came in the company of the mashayikh, and then he heard about the ma'rifat of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the mercy of Allah, etc., then he realized, and he said many beautiful poems, which we should be writing in gold. But like Hazrat say, it's not just to write and put on the wall. We also, our way of life also, is just like we imitate the kuffar, that they put frames on the wall, we put Islamic frames. We put Ayatul Kursi, but who reads the Ayatul Kursi? The wall must read it. Even in the wuzu khana, the duas are there, but who reads the dua? Is the wall going to read it or what? So we shouldn't just put up frames in our house just for no reason. If we're not taking a lesson from it, then we are just decorating like them. We're just putting an Islamic flavor, but in reality there's nothing. So Hazrat said so beautifully that na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se peda. Deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. Says if you want the reality of deen, reality of namaz, na kitabo se, just by reading kitabs, you won't get that reality. You can become an expert in knowing, you can write in imtihan also, and get 100% in that subject, but the reality of deen still didn't come into you. And not wazo, and after that you can give lectures also. Like many people, we have a misunderstanding. That you say, give so much of da'wat, then only tawheed will come in our heart. Then only the greatness of Allah. But we saw, when COVID came, those people used to say, Allah hi karta hai. They were the most scared to go to the masjid. So just by giving da'wat alone is not sufficient. Na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se, even to stand in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Like we see, when there's big disasters anyway, people easy to write, those days used to write a check. Now you do EFT, give 100,000, give 200,000, it's easy. But to give that is very easy. But to get connected to Allah and stay away from one guna, see how difficult is that. You can give 100,000, but you won't able to stay away from one sin. While you're doing your EFT and one pop-up came up, you're looking at that lady and you're still carrying on. So where's the reality? Na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se. Deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. That come in the company of the friends of Allah. Such as we explained yesterday, that person who your heart takes to, he will guide me to Allah Ta'ala. Get connected to such a person. And he will teach us the reality of what is this connection with Allah. Otherwise you can be a big allama also. You can be a big orator also, and you can be having lot of students, but tell the reality of that nisbat with Allah. That connection with Allah doesn't come, and that comes from heart to heart. It doesn't come from kitab, it comes from heart to heart, as we explained. And mashallah, one person asked that, what did we mean? That ma kunta tadzim al kitab wal al iman, walakin jalnau nuran nahdi bi man nasha. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first Allah put the nur of iman in his heart. Then Allah ta'ala made him understand what Quran Kareem is all about. So this nur of iman, when you sit in the company of those mashayikh that have got the nur of the marifat of Allah, then it transfers heart to heart. Then we'll understand, like today we see remote controls. Your son tells you, small or grandson, he says, Abba, you're just pressing the button, how come the gate is opening? You tell him there's rays, you don't know how to explain to him. So if man has made rays in all our dunyawi things, then Allah made spiritual rays long time. The real rays are the spiritual rays. You just sit in the company of the friend of Allah and you'll see the difference. Hazrat Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah used to say, Yad zamana ba sohbati awliya, better asad sala ta'ad bebiyas. One moment in the company of a real friend of Allah, who's got the ma'rifat, who's got ihsan, who's got kayfiyat, and connection with Allah Ta'ala, 1 minute you sit in his company is better than 100 years of ikhlas ibadat. So Mufti Shafi Sahib, who was just qualified newly at that time, but he was a mufti, but he also realized, he qualified and he realized, I need that connection with Allah. So he took bed to Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullahi. And in the morning after Fajr, Hazrat used to take his walk, and that was part of his exercise, going to the open field. But Hazrat says, while I'm walking, you will notice that I'm reading my Quran Sharif also. And in that walking, he used to read his 2-3 paras. So those are the men of Allah. They don't waste their time. We go walk in the park and we enjoying ourselves. We don't see the reality. Allahu Akbar. So anyway, Hazrat was walking with his Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullahi, and then he said, Hazrat, spoke to his Sheikh, and he said, Hazrat, usme kuch shubha hai, I got some doubt in this poem, is it right or not? That yak zamana ba sohbat yaulia, better asad sala taad beriyas. That this poem seems to be exaggerated, that 100 years, ikhlas ibadat, and 1 moment in the company of the friend of Allah. So Hazrat immediately, and these are the mashayikh, whose the nur of Allah is in their heart. Allah opens their heart to explain to us. So immediately Hazrat Hakimul Ummah told him, Mufti Sahab, aisa malum hota hai ki aapko shubha hai. It seems like you got doubt that the poet exaggerated. He says, yes, Hazrat, poet exaggerated. Hazrat says, the poet understated. It's supposed to be yak zamana ba sohbat awliya, better as lakh sala taad beriya. Supposed to be better than 100,000 years. Because you sit in the company of the friend of Allah, one is Allah's rahmat is better. As it is mentioned, tanzilu rahma in the zikri salihin, fadlan an wujudin. Just by talking of the pious. That is why we taught, read the kitabs of the pious, you like in the sohbat. But just reading the kitabs, Allah's rahmat is descending. And when they dare, then what can be said? So you'll be in the rahmat of Allah. But in that company, then you'll see there's a moment sometimes that one benefit comes to your heart and your whole life changes. But you don't know which minute that is going to come. So that whole time is beneficial. So that is why it's extremely important. And we see great, great ulama, they also had this notion that we are busy in our mutala, we are busy in our dars, where we got time to sit in the khanka. One of such great alims was Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah. He was a very great alim of his time. He was a mufassir, he was a muhaddith, he was a muhaqqiq, and he used to give, he had a lot of students also. So one of his close associates, his friend, Mawlana John Puri Rahmatullah, he knew that this friend of mine is a diamond. But the diamond, the more you polish it, the more the beauty comes out. So he told Hazrat Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi that, why don't you come to the majlis of Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullahi? So at that time, when friends are friends, they talk to one another freely. So he said, what am I going to do there? Tum chuhe jaise in budde ke samne baithte hain. You all sit like mice in front of that old man. I have to study my kitab. I have to go and give dirt tomorrow. And I'm a mufassir. Where I got time for that? So he knew that his friend still didn't understand the reality. So he encouraged him, and this is how we should encourage one another. Don't force anybody to come to the Khanka. Don't force anybody to take bed to a particular sheikh or anybody. Just encourage them. They just come. Like the John Puri told Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali, okay, come for one majlis. If you're benefiting, you sit. If you're not benefiting, you can carry on. So then he agreed. He said, okay, that's the easy way. I'll come one majlis. If I sit, if I benefit, then I'll carry on. So when he came to one majlis of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and then when Hazrat started giving bayan, he couldn't get up. Then his friend asked him, how come you sat for the whole bayan? He says, Malum nahi kis andaaz se Hazrat ne bayan kiya. Aisa malum ho raha hai ki Quran abhi nazil ho raha hai. Says, I don't know how Hazrat made bayan. I'm teaching tafsir for years. Hazrat explained one ayat like Quran Sharif was coming down now. And Quran Sharif is fresh. Anybody like Hazrat explained, one woman said, I make all my problems, I just get it from Quran Sharif. You just read Quran Sharif for whatever problem, Allah, that ayat will come as it is coming down now. So then he got so much enjoyment in the lecture, then he decided, okay, I'll stay in the Khanka that night. But he made a condition with Hazrat, he asked permission, can I stay? Hazrat said, no problem, you can stay. But he said, Hazrat, me and Tahajjud, I can't get off of Tahajjud. Because I have to teach the next one. Hazrat said, no problem, Tahajjud is not for us. Who said you have to get up? You can stay here. So anyway, he said in the morning also, I can't make zikr. Because I now have to go to classes. Hazrat said, no problem. You want to stay, you got permission to stay. You don't have to make Tahajjud. You don't have to make zikr. Obviously, Fajr you have to make. So he stayed in the Khanka that night. And middle of the night already, he heard people getting up. He heard noises. People are going to make wuzu. Now he was turning and tossing. He couldn't sleep. So he said, I can't sleep. Rather, let me also go read 2 rakats. So he got up. He read 2 rakats namaz. Then he went in the morning. He saw they started zikr. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. He used to make zikr, but now he's hearing there's a different karannum here. There's a different feeling here. So then when he sat in the zikr, after that he told his friend, Allahu Akbar, that naam lete hi nasha sa chaar. Zikr mein taaseere dore jaam hai. That I just took Allah's name in the Khanka and I got intoxicated. And this is the real the tavern that we have to go to. This is what we have to get from them. The sheikh is distributing from the jug of the wine of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Which Allah Ta'ala says, then you will really get the taste when you go to Allah Ta'ala tomorrow. Then you will be looking, sharaban tahura. You will be looking, where is that fresh drink? And what can be said? Before that you will get the drink of Hawz al-Kawthar of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But that when we get the taste, and that is what they say, Khanka is what place? Jisko pyaas nahi hai, unke andar pyaas paida karna. People who don't got thirst, for to learn about Allah, to create that thirst. Or jinko pyaas hai, unko pani pilana. And those who are thirsty, they came, they want to learn of the marifat. Now give them the drink of the wine of Allah. Then you'll understand, one of our great ulama of South Africa, Mawlana Manzoor Nomani Rahmatullah Ali, very jovial person, he used to be in Pit Ratif, used to give bayans, and in such a way his bayans like practical. If he's talking about Musa alayhi salam, then he used to be standing and giving bayan, he had his asa, his stick with him, and he's saying Musa alayhi salam used to walk, now he's walking in the surf. He said, and his name was also Musa. So he said, Deko Musa chal raha hai. And then, so he says, you see, where all the taverns, etc., in the early days it used to be bar, P-A-R, and used to put in red. So he says here, and in Gujarati, bar means outside, bar. So he says, people see it written there, bar, outside, but still they're going inside there. So he says, so that is what Hazrat is saying, that stay away from those places, you get lost, come to the real place where you will get the wine of the love of Allah. Then you learn. Then Hazrat explained when Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali. He says, Wade aane ki shabi akhir mein, subah hi intizar sham mein. Now he's explaining his 2 rakats tahajjud in the company of Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. He says, now I understood that Allah's office hours are open 24 hours. But Allah's special time, where Allah will be very, very close to you, so to say, it's the middle of the night. Now whole day I'm thinking, when tahajjud is coming, when tahajjud is coming. And Allah's office hours, once you connect it, you'll realize, Allah's office hours are not like the offices of dunya. There's 9 to 4, and then there's a long queue, or if you phone in, then they'll tell you you're number 44 in the queue. And don't worry, just now we'll attend to you, but you'll be waiting. And then if you want English, press 1. If you want Afrikaans, press 2. Or you want some other language, press 3. No, Allah's office 24 hours are open. But when you get that special taste of the enjoyment of the love of Allah, you can't help getting out for tahajjud. And that is why ulama explain, a person who doesn't make tahajjud, laysa min al-kamilin, he's still not perfect in the love of Allah Ta'ala. But that will come. Like we explained, we can't jump, we want to reach the arsh of Allah, but keep our eyes down first. First learn our masail, learn our mashq of Qur'an-i Kareem also, and attend the majalis properly, and you'll see the figure, the taste will start coming in our hearts. So Allah Ta'ala, in like manner, Abraul Haqsab Rahmatullah Alayhi also used to say, even our children, if you think like your child, he likes to wear fashionable clothes, and actually it's not he likes to wear, who's buying that clothes for him? Like our Hazrat explained, now you are molisaf, now you are giving bayan also, now how can you wear jeans? And how can you wear all this funny hairstyle? So you put your children on there. Allahu Akbar. So like one Apa Hazrat explained, she came to the house with a child by Apa, and then child had long hair. So Apa said, why so long hair? She said, Zulfa. So Apa said, then what about this jeans? That's also sunnah. So our minds become concocted when we don't connect ourselves to the friends of Allah. Then what sunnah we talk of, which is not even sunnah. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to be very, very strict that youngsters that are not married, then even when you get married also, if you said hair brings pride in you, then don't ever keep hair. Allahu Akbar. So when a person does this course, Allahu Akbar, and this course today is very easy, plastic zamana, our mashayikh just give us little zikr, etc. But otherwise, mashayikh of those times, the moment you come into the khanka, they'll immediately make out how much pride we got. How much, and it's not like they got cursed for the getting great. You're a mechanic, you just take your car to him and say, I got a problem. He looks at the exhaust, all your rings are gone. How you know? You got kashwas. You are getting a gravy knowledge. No. So they're in the field. So one Mufti Sahab was a very great Mufti Sahab, giving lot of bayans in his area, etc. But he felt in his heart that I'm giving the bayans, public is not really shaking. There's no real deen coming in their lives. And I also, it seems like I'm short of nisbat. So he realized there's one great sheikh in one town, not far from him. So he said, rather let me go to the khanka, let me go take bed to that sheikh. When he came to take bed to that sheikh heard about him, that this is a big Muslim staff, he's giving bayans, lot of people sit in his bayans also. But when he came, he realized that he's still a kacha kebab, he's a raw kebab. He's giving bayans, but bayans are not tasty. People are just listening. Like we say, Moisaf gave a very big bayan. Best orator in the world. What did he speak? I don't know. He said some big words we don't even understand. The dictionary also we can't. So anyway, when Hazrat, when he came to take bath, immediately Hazrat told him, because you, when you're giving bayans also, we're massaging our nafs. We're getting happy. No, I'm doing deen's work. But actually I want praises. I want people to talk. So that is harmful. Like Hazrat explained also, many times the sheikh will see that you're progressing, but now you like a big sheikh wearing amama, and now you got it, and now that amama is bringing pride in you. So Hazrat will tell you, don't wear amama. People who don't understand, they say, what kind of sheikh? He's telling you, don't practice on sunnah. So exactly what this Mufti Sahib, his sheikh told him, from today you come into the khanka, no bayan anyway. No bayan, just sit in a secluded place. Even in front of anybody, don't read nafal namaz, anything. So the sheikh said, the people started talking, what kind of sheikh is this? Our Mufti Sahib used to give lot of bayans, etc. Is this sheikh mad or something? He was doing work of deen, and now he's stopping him from that. Allahu Akbar. Further, it even went further. Hazrat told him that don't do any nafal actions without my permission. He started reading Quran Sharif and getting enjoyment. And actually, it's not you getting enjoyment because you connected to Allah. Your nafs is giving you enjoyment. Hey, I read very beautiful. I'm enjoying. So when the Shaykh found out of that, then the Shaykh told him, stop reading Quran Sharif also. When the public heard, they said, what kind of Shaykh is this? Is this Shaykh a Zindiq or something? He's stopping from Quran Sharif. But as he did his tarbiyat, he was sincere. He wanted that love of Allah. And when he got it after a few months, and the Shaykh saw that now my murid is made, now he gave him ijazat, he gave him khilafat, and he said, now you go to your masjid. He says, when I went to my masjid after that, the first bayan I gave, we see everybody became the wali of Allah Ta'ala. So like Hazrat is saying, just by kitabs alone, you will not get it. And today, worse, on online, we want to study, we want to become alim online, so from the maktab basics also. And maktab also, the reality is, when the ustad, Allahu Akbar, in our times earlier than that, our ustad, they used to teach simple kitabs, basically they were, and in Urdu, Gujarati, but they had noor of iman in their heart. And that went into the life of the students. Then after that, those students who finished their maktab course, even if they didn't become alims or anything, but they used to love the ulama. And they used to know, that time ask anybody, you ask them, photography, TV, even if they had, they'll tell you it's haram. Today, ulama want to prove that no, it's permissible, there's ikhtilaf. But those days, even the people who just went to maktab, they used to say, no, it's haram, we know it's haram. Even if they had a TV, they'll realize it's haram. So Mona Abraul Haqsab Rahmatullahi says, you want your household to become pious, just bring them to the khanka. Even your child, he's not dressed properly, he's still got long hair, he's got jeans, don't worry. Mashaykh won't tell you why you brought him like that. Just bring them, and regularly bring them, even your family. Don't come alone to the khanka. Try and bring our families also. And they, Allah has made it so easy for them. Behind the veil, they are getting those spiritual rays, going directly to them. So bring them to the khanka, and then you'll see automatically, your children will say, Abba, now the faulty TV, I think we must take it out. Now your child will tell you, Abba, I also want that kind of topi. On his own heel, and I then cut my hair the four knots, and automate on his own heel, say. But you have to come in the company of the friends. So Hazrat says, when your tarbiyat is made, because the system of Allah, kyunke saadaton ke usool mein aadatullah is tarah jari hai, ke kasb aur mehnat karni padti hai. Allahu Akbar. Because the system of Allah, to get goodness, to get good fortune from Allah Ta'ala, to become an Ali, a Hafiz, Alim, etc. The first thing is the system of Allah in this world, that is what we call the Sunnat of Allah, that you have to make some effort. Even in dunya, we all know, I have to make effort, my children have to go to school, they have to go to university, but when it comes to deen, then we are lax. No, today he says he's tired, never mind, don't go maktab. So the Sunnat of Allah is, we have to make first an effort. And we have to come to them, and we have to show that eagerness, that the jitna talab, how much talab we got. Then Allah says, oh my banda, he wants this love of Allah, he wants this marifat. Then Allah Ta'ala grants it in such a way, fir is par ata wahabi taur par hoti hai. Then Allah Ta'ala gives it as a gift to him. So we mustn't think that, no, I got connection, or I learned about marifat because I went khanka. No, Allah brought us here, and Allah sees how much eagerness we got. Like we come here, we regular, we attending the programs on time, our namaz also, we trying our best. How much Allah sees the desire, then Allah gives it to us as a gift. Allahu Akbar. It's not that we achieved, that I studied so hard, and I made an effort, etc. Who gave us the tawfiq to make that effort? But Allah's system is that Allah wants to see the desire, and then Allah Ta'ala opens the way in that direction. So when a person makes an effort, a student goes to the madrasa, not like us, now we go, we enroll in the madrasa, we fill in the application form, we say, I'm accepted. Now you go Darulum, you go first day class, second day, then the third day you say, I'm sick, I'm tired. Now you're dropping madrasa 3-4 days, and then you're not going. The next week again you go 1-2 days. Then that student will never progress. He won't get the gift of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala doesn't give it. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah does, أَنُرْزِمُكُمُهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَا أَكَارِهُونَ. Must we force it down your throat and you don't want it? No, if you want it, then Allah Ta'ala will give it to us. So when we show our eagerness and we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, And what is shukr? Allahu Akbar. That a person makes, one is to say, Alhamdulillah, Allah brought me here. And when Allah brought us here, now Allahu Akbar. If you are genuine, then Allah Ta'ala, and a genuine Shaykh also, he doesn't connect you, he doesn't, oh, this is a rich man, and I must get this man, you know, I must make him close to me, and he'll get a lot of gifts from him. No, a true Shaykh, he'll teach you the road to Allah, and he'll take you past him. And now you go directly to Allah Ta'ala. First, like you want to meet a minister, you don't know that minister. A friend of yours know him, you tell me, when you're going for a meeting, take me also. Now he takes you, you see now 2-3 times you go with him, now you start knowing that minister. All of a sudden on your own now you going, you getting an appointment, etc. on your own. So a Shaykh who is genuine, he will take you directly. And even if he is not genuine and you are sincere, Allah Ta'ala will open the road for you. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi explained that one pious person, a very great Shaykh, and he passed away now, but his son was never interested in all the tasawwuf in it. And like Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Isa alayhi salam also used to say that generally two types of people don't benefit from their mashayikh. One is the household themselves, the children, they take it for granted. That Abba is just a sheikh, he gives bayan, etc. When we don't know their value, then we don't take from their heart. And we don't follow in them. And one is the local people. You see around here also. How lot local people, but how many are here from local in the programs, and how many, when you're on the seashore, you don't value the shore. And we that go once in a while to the sea, then you want to every whole day in the sea. So exactly the same. So this murid, who are genuine, they realize the sheikh passed away. Now the sheikh's son, he wasn't a person that was interested in tasawuf, but now they thought he's the sheikh now. So these people went to him, and they asked him, now we want to take bath. And now what zikr you must make? He didn't know anything about it. He told them, this open field here, you all must clean it up. And clean up that whole field. So they accepted, they were genuine. Sheikh is giving us this wazifa. So they started cleaning. And their bags got tired in the process because they were genuine. Allah was putting His love in them. And then they got so eager to perform salah, etc. After a while, when Allah opened their hearts, they got cursed. And they see Allah gave us such high position. So they were trying to look, where's the Shaykh? He must be higher than us. But they couldn't see him anywhere. And obviously, where was he? But when they told him, they say, Hazrat, Allah Ta'ala gave us kash. We looking and we see Allah took us so high. So where's your position? We couldn't even see you. Then the Shaykh felt shy and said, he didn't say anything. But then he realized, these people were genuine. I'm wasting my time. He also changed his life. He also became a great murid, a great sheikh after that. So a person comes with that intention to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we make our effort, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is, now Allah ta'ala will grant you as a gift. So one is, we have to make the effort of getting marifat of Allah ta'ala, from the mashayikh, from our sheikh here in the Khanka, and then learn how to make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then learn the practical namaz also, which will be taught in the end also, but from now, try and concentrate in our namaz and try and see, and then see Allah ta'ala's system is, chunanchi Allah ta'ala jalla shanu ki rahmat, agarche kisi illat wa sabab ki muhtaj nahi, yakhtasu bi rahmati man yasha. لَكِنْ إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Hazrat is explaining another very important point. That one is that we have to make an effort, and then inshallah, according to our desire, Allah will grant us. But Allah's system, the qudrat of Allah is such, Allah is not in need of that also. Allah can grant wilayat without even going to anybody. And that is Allah's system, who Allah Ta'ala, Allah's rahmat is very vast. Like we see, Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayh. Today they are, we talk of them as great personalities. But just to take a lesson, which is not nice also to talk of their past, he was a habitual drunkard. But it's a long story. One incident in the dream, he had an orphan child who passed away, and he was a habitual drinker, coming home at night with his bottle in his hand, and his daughter used to see him. Then she passed away, and now one day he saw Abu Allah want to pull him to him, which is called jazz. Allah yajtabi may yasha ilayhi may yunib. And that is what we should do. One is make an effort and then say, Ya Allah, make us just. You just pull us. We can't get close to you. So in a dream he saw his daughter is showing him that bottle. And Allahu Akbar. And she's reading the ayat. Alam yanin alladhina amanu an taksha qulubuhum li dhikrillah. Is it not now time that you feared Allah Ta'ala? And she threw that bottle down. And then he woke up from his sleep. Same time he made tawbah, he made istighfar. Allah made him a great wali. So Allah Ta'ala's system is. But Allah Ta'ala says, Inna rahmat Allah qareebun min al-muslimin. Allah's mercy is close to those people who try to do good. Who do good. Like many people, we say Allah's mercy is very good. So I can go do the wrong things. Allah is very merciful. Allah will just forgive us. No, we have to try to do good and then beg for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Hazrat explains here. Lihaza Hazrat Sayyid Sahib Qaddas Sirro ki takreer dil paris ko dil mein jamane aur amal mein lane ke liye darje zail panch azbaa ki taur par tahreer karte. That is why he says we wrote down the kitab and we put it in five different sabaks. The five different sabaks will be explained. Asal takreer ke alfaz ko khud kaseeda kya gaya aur amal mein lane ki tartib batore fawaid darj ho gayi. He says the actual kitab, which was in old Urdu, quite difficult to understand. The old kitab, we put lines over it to show that this was the actual bayan. And then we gave the explanation to make it easy for all of us. So that's how he presented. But then before that, Hazrat says, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali ke inshadat ko parne se pehle, man darja zail umur ko malhooz rakha jaye, jinko humne noor se tabir kiya. Isse kareenge. Which Hazrat says, now before the actual kitab is taught, first we have given four important points to consider, which we called it Nur. Nur-e-Awwal, the first point. When you do this four points, then you can start learning the kitab. And then you can progress, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.